Let's talk with Mr. Hines, not Mr. Latham. We will talk to Mr. Hines. Ken Hines, Regional Sales Manager for Latham High Tech Seeds. Ken, how's the show been?
Terry, it's been an awesome show yesterday. We had a lot of response come to our booth. A lot of inquiries about Latham, and the traffic's been great.
Definitely talked to Samantha Castro this morning before I had an opportunity to get you on, and believe it or not, attendance yesterday was up from a year ago, but not by much.
You know, I was kind of wondering about that because about 3 o'clock, things really slowed down around here, so I was kind of wondering how the attendance were, but it did get pretty warm.
Yeah, it got warm, but the fact is, it's kind of like the guys that are listening to us now. Well, maybe not out in the field yet because I think there's a little dew out there. But the fact is, you know what? Small grains are going down. If it's not going down on the ground, it's going in the combine. And
it's going in the bin.
Yeah, it's definitely going on. We're getting a harvest really started full-time. Barley, spring wheat, as well as even there are oats out there.
There is oats out there.
Awesome. Okay. What do we want to talk about? Latham High Tech Seeds. I'll tell you what, I appreciate the fact that you're making it possible for us to be broadcasting from Farm Fest again. And we're in your booth. And I've heard some of the questions out there that some of the people are asking you. And I got a hunch that down in this area, just by the questions you're getting, they have more aphids than we do in ours.
Yes, I've been hearing that quite regularly down here, and I've been seeing the airplane flying over our area where we're at right now at the tent, so I know there's been an issue down there. But that said, again, is that they have some great crops down here. They've had a great year, and they're looking forward to a good harvest.
Definitely. Yep. Take a look at these crops, and usually when you come to Farm Fest, you go to Dakota Fest, you go to Seed Row, and you see all those. Of course, those crops are really taken care of during the year.
They're babied.
But guess what? The fields around here are looking pretty much the same way as the Seed Row's looking at Farm Fest.
Exceptional, you know, and we've had a lot of the dealers in this area stop by and says, looking like one of the best years they've had, or equal to the best year they ever had. And a lot of these guys are planting that 1.8 bean that we have that done so well last year. It did that 82.9 bushel, and they're looking like it's going to be pretty close to that again.
So definitely things are going really well. And, of course, coming up, believe it or not, probably in about 2 hours, I'm going to be talking to you again because normally we record about this time the Latham High Tech Seed Report from the field.
That's right.
But we're going to be live with that one today, so don't make any mistakes.
Yeah, I've had a few phone calls from some of the growers up in my area, so I got some type of report that I can give you.
Well, there you go. You're actually talking to some of the guys that are growing.
But I would like to take a minute, though, and just basically, we are looking for representation for dealers, and especially that northern territory of Minnesota, and I am here, and if anybody has an interest that is from that area, from here north, is looking for a dealership or maybe implementing maybe a plan for either a daughter and or a son for extra income. We have great toolbox that we can put in front of you. We make some pretty good offers and move forward with hopefully conversation and maybe a dealership with Latham.
Well, you ever known a farmer out there that isn't looking for more profit in their bottom line?
Well, that's true. You know, now they have the option because we're growing north, and that's why I'm here. And we're growing northern Minnesota and northern North Dakota. And we want representation, and we have, like I said, a great toolbox that we can help that grower with their kids looking at coming into the farm program, their farm program.
Well, yeah, and the fact is, you take a look at what's going on out there in the field, and even in North Dakota and Minnesota, the crops are looking good. There has been areas that did get hit with some hail, winds, and a lot of swapping going down on small grains, mainly because of the hail, the wind. And, I mean, there's a lot of flat crop out there that they really have to swap before they're going to get it. And it's been a while since I've seen swaths.
Yes, it has been a while.
Big.
Yep.
And, you know what? Usually when you see a swather going, they're really chugging along, but guess what? They're not chugging along this year. They're just kind of going slow, trying to get everything they can.
Yep. Well, they have a good crop, and they need to get everything that they can. The price just isn't relevant enough to leave someone on the field. That's just it.
Definitely. Okay, Ken, if we need to get a hold of you, what do we do?
Hey, you can get a hold of me at 701-541-2800, or you can go to the webpage, www.lathamseeds.com.
Okay, Ken Hynes, Regional Sales Manager for Latham High Tech Seeds. Thanks again for giving us a spot in your booth. And, of course, we'll be talking to you in a couple hours.
Yes, we will. Thank
okay.
you very much.
Okay, Ken Hynes from, Latham High Tech Seeds, Regional Sales Manager.